Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. If you've never joined us before, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R Rogers World on all social media platforms.
And since I always get in trouble for not saying my first name as well as my social media name, I'm Bree Richardson, Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media platforms.
And for the next few episodes, we have a really special guest. We have Lachey Greenwood.
Hello, my name is Lachey Greenwood at Lachey Greenwood on all social medias.
We know there's only three of us today. Lauren's flight got canceled.
We're very sad about it.
So for the next three episodes, she's going to be a little MIA. The flights just, they always
flights
hate
us. Flights are crazy right now. Like, I'm like, dang, they're canceling. Like, they canceled me and my sister's flight to Disney. Like,
really?
We had to book, like, a flight at the last, like, the same day.
My Uber driver last night told me straight up, he's like, I'm surprised you were even able to get in. Apparently, they canceled 300 flights to Florida yesterday.
There was a lot of people at the airport yesterday.
I talked to my mom yesterday, and she was like, they canceled, like, 800 flights.
That's crazy.
Well, speaking of crazy.
We are the- For a second I was caught off guard. I was like, what? Oh, you're right. I'm not even here. Because it is the beginning of school, we know there's a lot of teachers who are going to start teaching for the first time. We know you guys are nervous. So we're going to share some crazy first-year teacher stories to make you feel a little bit better.
Even we know if you're first nervous, day of school, but we're going to share crazy stories to scare you even more.
See, I've seen more as like, it's got to make them feel better because no way their first day could be as bad as some of these
Sometimes
stories.
Sometimes the first day is like super crazy. Like it'll be, your first day will be a little chaotic, but you just go home after and you bust open a bottle of Tito's and you live your life.
I feel like I'm always more nervous than the kids on the first day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because what grade did you teach?
All grades. 10th through 12th, my very first year.
You didn't teach middle school at all?
Yeah, I did. Like, last year I taught middle school.
Okay. Because I was like, my sixth graders, like the first day for sixth graders, because it's like their first time in middle school, they are like the frozen chosen for like the first week of school. Like, if I crack a joke, they don't even, I'm like, hey, y'all can breathe, man. Like, you can say
I'm not
words.
Gonna eat you.
Yeah, but then after like a week, then they start being disrespectful, and I'm like, go back to how you was at,
right
when you first got here.
This is so lame. But the day before the first day of school, I always worry like, what if my kids think I'm weird? And then my husband's like, you are weird, Rebecca.
You know what? You tell Avery, I said, so we mention Becca's husband all the time, but Becca never prefaces like that Avery is her husband. So some people that watch the podcast are like,
who is Avery? Who is this man?
So we always like preface. So this episode, again, we'll be doing crazy first year teacher stories, but they're not like, some of the ones that I have are like crazy things that like teachers have sent to me that's happened to them their first year. And then y'all know some of them are funny, some of them are not funny.
Yes.
But the craziest first year teacher story that I have is my first year teaching when I came in. That was like super redundant, like crazy first year teacher, my first year teaching, like my friend, it was redundant. But I came in my first year teaching as a long-term sub, and the teacher that I replaced, the day she quit, the kids threw a stapler and hit her in the face with it. Like, that was why she quit. So that was like my classroom that I was coming into.
Great.
And I was so nervous.
Girl, and I was not, because I was just like, hey, friends, let's have a little conversation. I heard y'all hit y'all last teacher in the face with a stapler. Baby, try Jesus,
right.
Not
don't
me.
Don't try me.
Because baby, I ain't the one, two, or three.
Absolutely not.
And then one of them was like, no, Miss Richardson, we ain't going to do you like that. And I'm like, I know you ain't going to. You ain't got to tell me. I know you ain't going to do me like that.
So I know, like, before I mentioned my friend Lauren that didn't finish student teaching, right?
Yeah.
That she... halfway through her student teaching, they were like, oh, a teacher just kind of quit. Congratulations, you're a teacher now.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So during that semester, that was her not even first year teaching, but first semester teaching.
They just kind of threw her in, yeah.
Yes. She had the worst experience ever. She, you know, was like taking her kids to specials and to recess. Mm-hmm. And she comes back and there's just a random man in her classroom. And she looks at them and she's like, hi, what are you doing? He's like, oh, hey, like, I'm here to spray for bugs. And she's like, it's the middle of the day. Like, should that not be scheduled for a different time? And he's like, ma'am, like, I just work here. I don't know. Like, I was just told to come at this time. And he's like, so you're just going to have to, like, stay out of here for about an hour. She's like, my kids are going to be done with recess or specials, wherever they were, in 30 minutes.
And he just kind of like
thinks about it for a second, and he's like, yeah, 30 minutes should be fine.
Sir, them kids going to come back in here inhaling asbestos or whatever it is that you about to spray up.
Well, she goes to get them. And, you know, she teaches third grade, and she's in the middle of the line. Like, she's not in the front. She's in the middle to, like, watch the kids, and she starts sending them into the room, and all of a sudden she hears blood-curdling screams, and she's like, what in the world are they getting into? She walks in, and there are swarms of flying cockroaches.
Flying cockroaches.
Mm-mm. Apparently there were nests in her ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
In her classroom.
Uh-huh. And when the guy sprayed, it agitated the nest.
I can't. I'm stressed out.
And they were just swarming the classroom. She pulls all the, like, she had to swat some off of kids' shoulders.
That would have been my last day.
Goes and finds a random other classroom. Now, this is an old school. Like, mm-hmm. It's going to be knocked down and rebuilt soon. So the other classroom she found had a flooding problem. But she tells the principal.
Yes. Hey, your face.
Like, what type of...
Yes. It's a very old school building, but she has great admin, so she doesn't want to leave. But she told her.
She got great admin. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you, big dog. Why y'all let this man come here spray for these cockroaches while these kids was in here?
Well, she told her principal, she's like, we're not going back in there. Like, that's not happening. He goes, I can't be that bad. He leaves, comes back 10 minutes later. He goes, yeah, so y'all are going to stay in this classroom.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, one thing about Honest Teach Vibes. I don't like bugs, okay? I will take off running. Yeah, I will be a runner and a track star.
Right.
Because especially if it's a flying roach, I will run out into traffic and almost get hit trying to get away from a flying roach. No,
absolutely not. Oh, that's just horrible.
I would be traumatized. Like, why would they not know that she had... like, why would they do that during school?
And today, like this year, she's still out of that room. It now has a wasp problem.
Oh my God. Now, wasps, I can't, like, I would have been like, no. I saw this story on the news one time of this lady that walked past these bushes and the wasps thought she was trying to, like, attack their hive, or the bees thought she was trying to, and they all, like, the beehive, like, swarmed her. And I'm like, I am deathly afraid of bugs. No. Like, everybody knows that. My sister knows that. We were at Disney because I took my sister to Disney this past weekend. We had an amazing time. Good. But at Disney, I mean, it's packed like sardines in there, and there's literally nowhere to sit. And so, you know, you kind of sit, like, they have, like, the brick wall and then, like, flowers and stuff like that. And, like, we would sit and I'd be like, hey, yo, it's, like, really big bumblebees behind us and, like, bees. And my sister would be like, they're fine. You don't bother them. They're not going to bother you. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. I'm going to stand up because I'm traumatized by this story of flying roaches.
Speaking of traumatized, okay, so the crazy thing that happened to me when I was teaching my very first year, it was also my teacher bestie's first year as well. Okay. So we were going in together, and she had this rule where, like, kids couldn't go to the bathroom more than 3 times, I think, a semester.
Hold on. Three times a semester. If you're listening on Apple and you're not watching on YouTube, I took a sip of my drink and I almost choked on it when she said 3 times a
Yeah. Really? And so it was this one time, it was this kid she had in her class, and he asked to go to the bathroom, but he was out of passes. Oh, so gosh. He couldn't go to the bathroom, and he actually had a seizure. And so ever since then, she got rid of the no bathroom rule. She did it just to kind of keep them in class because, you know, the kids were
wrong.
Yeah,
that'd be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and after that, I said I would never do the no bathroom.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on the no bathroom rule.
But when he woke up, he was like laughing about it.
Funny. This is not funny. Right.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on, like, the bathroom thing because, one, like, we know as teachers, like, sometimes kids are, like, asking to go to the bathroom. Like, I've even had parents message me and be like, my kid does not need to go to the bathroom that many times. She's just trying to go see her little friends. But there are so many things that could go wrong when you tell a kid they can't go to the bathroom. That at this point, I'm like, you know just go. If you're going to roam the halls and miss instructional time, that's on you. That's like,
and someone will eventually send them back. So
yeah, like somebody gonna send them back. But them kids, when they leave to go to the bathroom, I'm going on an adventure. Like
it's like field trip time.
Right. They just roam the school.
Speaking of adventures, someone sent me a story of a girl who in eighth grade in middle school, about to go to high school, just randomly stood on her desk, pulled down her pants, yelling obscenities to the class, kicked off her shoes, and just ran into the hallway on her own little adventure around the school. Admin had to chase after her for like an hour.
Maybe somebody gave her some shrooms before school started.
Like, what the heck?
She must have took some of her parents' edibles that she thought was gummy bears, and they was not gummy bears.
I just don't understand, but that's admin's problem.
Okay.
I don't get paid enough.
But literally, don't y'all feel like some of the stuff that we say, like, people do not believe
us.
They
don't believe
us. They do not believe us.
It's crazy.
And then, like, they're like, no way that happened. And I'm like, okay. But every teacher is like, no, that totally happened.
100%.
Because the things that they do just don't make sense sometimes. I'm like, why would you? Somebody said they were dissecting a shark. And like during like an anatomy class, and the one of their, this was a freaking high school senior, licked the shark. Sir.
Ew, no.
Sir. But for why though? Like, what? So you need some water now. Right. That's what I thought. Ew. I would have been like, no, drink your spit. Because why would you lick that shark? Like,
that is
why?
So gross. One time I was like, when I was in high school, I did cheerleading and we had white uniforms because like our colors were green and white. And our teacher wanted to dissect something. It was some kind of sea animal. I don't remember what it was, but I just remember saying like, I can't do this because I'm in my white uniform. And she's like, well, you should have thought about that before you wore it. I was like, I don't have a choice.
Right. Because we have to wear our uniform. Right.
We have to wear it. I was like, you know, if you, why don't you have some kind of like smock or something? Like, if you think something's going to get on our clothes, maybe you should have some kind of smock. And she's like, no, like she literally gave me an F for that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you tell your cheerleading coach?
Oh yeah. My cheerleading coach was also a science teacher and she like ripped her a new one.
Okay. But because that's not fair. Like on game days, like athletes and cheerleaders wear their.
Yes.
Like why? Because like we normally had like, I don't know what a smock is. I'm not going to lie to you. What is a smock?
think about like what an artist would use to put over their clothes.
Okay,
like when
okay.
they paint.
So like Avery.
Yeah. Something like that. Just
like
so that if
that sounds very fancy.
When you're like dissecting things, like I'm sure there's like fluids.
Right. Did you get stuff on your uniform?
I didn't do it. I refused to do it. I was like, I'm absolutely not doing that.
Yeah, because I can't. Because you know you would have gotten stuff on you.
Because I think even when we dissected a frog, we had like aprons.
Yeah, we had everything. To dissect. Yeah, we had to die. When we dissected stuff. Beck over here hitting his mic.
I like the camera people. Don't kill me.
No way. But my craziest, one of the craziest things I've ever seen though as a teacher didn't happen during my first year teaching, but it happened when I was a teacher assistant because I was a TA the year before I like actually became a teacher. And I can't remember if I've told this story or not before, but our principal, did I tell the volleyball story before about our principal having to go get a kid because she was like trying to fight the other kids in PE?
Okay, so
because I'm like, people who've listened to the podcast are like, why they always do this? They can't remember what story they're telling. Y'all know.
So many.
Y'all know I got teacher brain and I got mom brain, okay? It ain't no tired, like teacher mom tired, okay? But our principal, like our gym, we had 1,500 kids, but we only had one gym. So the PE classes and whatever sport that was their class period, they still had to use the gym. So the kids would sit in the bleachers while the athletes were like practicing or whatever, because if it was too cold to go outside or whatever. So the volleyball team was practicing and one of the teachers where they were practicing serving set his students like right behind where they were practicing serving. So naturally, volleyball, the balls are gonna go into the bleachers. So this one kid was getting so mad and I'm like, bro, just move to the top. Like if a ball, and the ball, it's not like the balls was like hitting her hard. Like I didn't see a single ball hit a kid hard. And so But when they hit, like, it would, like, tap the bleachers or something and kind of roll down.
Right.
Baby, this one girl, another ball hit her, and she just knew they did it on purpose. Child, the girl would not give the ball back. She was like, hold on to it. She stood up, and she was like, whichever one of y'all, and it's loud in the gym. It's like, it's six classes in there. But she was loud. She was like, whichever one of y'all just hit me with this ball, finna beat y'all. You know, like, she was, like, going crazy. And so I was a TA for PE, but I was pregnant with Peyton at the time. And people that's pregnant, you know, if we get a little too upset, you get out of breath really fast when you're pregnant. So I went over there to, like, get the ball. I was like, hey, you're gonna have to give us the ball back. She was like, nah, I ain't give it, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, Bree, don't get your pressure up, okay? Because right. You know when you're pregnant, your hormones, and it's easy for you to snap. And I was like, you know what?
Just let her have
it. I called the head coach, the girls basketball coach that I was the TA for, and she came over there. The girl wouldn't get her the ball. And so the situation, like, escalated.
She's really guarding the ball.
She was really. So the situation, like, escalated. The principal came in there to get her. I can't stop laughing because it's one of those things that you see as a teacher and you're just looking like, this is an absolute train wreck. And so, like, all she had to do was just hand them the ball. Right. And so the principal came in there and she starts going off on him. And as soon as he walked up, she was like, get the F out of my face. You can't tell me what to do. She wouldn't give him the ball. The kids behind her, because they the blind leading the blind, right, are like, he can't touch you. He can't come up here and get it. He can't come up here and get it. You ain't got to give it to them. I'm like, man, shut up. Y'all don't even know what y'all talking about. So the girl finally gets mad. She's cussing him out. She comes down the bleachers, and she's going to try to, like, fight one of the volleyball players. I'm like, bro, what is going on? And so the principal had to, because we're not trained in restraint, you know, whatever. And so as admin, I guess they are allowed to restrain them. And so the girl was, like, running at one of the volleyball players who was going to fight them. And the principal restrained her. And I'm talking about, I ain't never seen nobody just tussling like that. And I'm right, talking about, y'all, no. They was tussling.
She was probably waiting for that moment.
Bro,
she was waiting for that.
And so the crazy thing is, it's all these kids in the gym and everybody is, like, watching this go down. It's like six classes plus the volleyball team in the gym. Everybody is watching this go down. And I'm just sitting there looking like, this, how did this situation, like, escalate like this?
Escalated
so
quickly.
He finally, like, gets her at the door. Y'all, after she refused to give the ball to two teachers, cussing out the volleyball team, that cussed out the principal, told him, shut the F up talking to her. And he had to literally wrestle this girl at the gym. He sent her back to class.
Oh, my God.
I was no. like, I am done. I am done.
Did they get the ball back?
I was like, y'all.
Did you have a drink and a snack?
I don't know. But I was just like, that is the crazy. I was absolutely livid when I found out he sent that child back to class. Because what does that say to all other 150 of them exactly. kids that was in the gym? They can just do whatever they
want. Literally,
child,
insane.
I was deceased. I'm talking about, I literally have never seen, like, it was like they was tap dancing and tussling to get that girl out of the gym with them orthopedic shoes
that
on, child.
So I'm
not orthopedic.
The orthopedic shoes, baby. I was.
And I guarantee you there's some parent that emailed back, how dare you upset my child?
Right. I'm like, ma'am, like, why? First of all, I blame the coach, because why the PE coach? Like, but he was also one of them coaches that I had, like, a brawl fight that happened outside of my classroom. This wasn't my first year teaching. It was my second year teaching. But there was, like, this big brawl fight where the football players and the track team and I think some of the baseball players got into a huge fight. It was, like, 50 kids out there.
Oh, wow.
And so this was the same coach who I didn't know he was standing there while these kids was fighting. I didn't even see him. But the kid showed me the video, and he was just chilling. Right, he was chilling, and I later found out that teacher, he did that all the time. Like, if he said he was only legally obligated to tell them to stop.
I'm kind of the same way. I'm not jumping in a fight.
I ain't breaking up
I'm
no fight.
Y'all.
No, please stop fighting.
But I can imagine stop. Him standing there being like, because he in the video, bro, he was so chill. I swear he was standing there like this. I didn't even notice him. He was like, I bet he was like, hey, guys, stop.
Yeah.
Y'all need to stop. stop fighting. So he was just
my
like,
my work here is done.
I was like, child, what in the world? It was like so crazy to me.
Well, I had someone send me another story about how there was a fight at school and, you know, she broke it up and she told the kid that started it, like, you can't just go around hitting people.
Right.
And like, obviously.
Things you think you wouldn't have to say. Hey, man, you can't hit people. Okay.
In high school, like, we're still learning hands to ourselves, children. But, you know, they wrote them up, called mom. Came to school the next day with the kid bringing a note from his mother saying, I bet you lied about the whole thing. My baby would never.
I hate when they say that. I'm like, right. Come on, dude.
She's like, and she's like, she emailed the mom. She's like, there is like footage on the school cameras that, you know, he did start the did you doctor the footage?
Girl, I think some parents are delusional. I don't know if they're delusional or if their kids live double lives. I don't know.
Your kid is a double agent.
Absolutely no
idea. It's like
idea.
Perry the Platypus from Phineas and Ferb.
A platypus.
Don't act like y'all don't know. You know what? I don't like the way the cameraman looking at us like y'all don't. Both y'all got kids or you got kids.
You know
you the same Phineas and Ferb.
This is off topic, but you want to know something really funny?
What?
So my friend Kara in California is actually friends with Dan Pavemeyer, the guy who made Phineas and Ferb.
What?
Really? Yeah.
And my friend Ben is too. And so, but Kara plays this prank on him where she, like, tells people that he also created the Minions.
Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't. But she just, like, has people go up to him thanking him for the Minions.
You filthy liar.
It's so funny. He gets so confused. And he's That's like, crazy. I didn't make the Minions. And she's like, but you did.
That's crazy.
Hey, I fool with Minions. They're my little people.
I love the Minions.
I fool with Minions. But do you have you told your crazy teacher story?
Yeah, the seizure dude.
Oh, okay. I was half asleep. I need to wake up. I looked at you know, some of the videos, and I'm like, my eyes be looking close. Why y'all ain't edit? Makes my eyes look a little bit more open. But so y'all know I do the teacher stories on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we've shared, you know, some funny stories. But this particular story really made me upset. It's a little bit more serious.
No.
But this first-year teacher, she had a principal similar to your principal that she just was like, he is, like, really out to get me.
Right.
And he told her, like, her first month teaching, like, you know, I feel like you know, they put her on a what's it called, an action plan or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a behavior plan or something?
Yeah, like something like that, like an action plan or whatever. And he was like, if this doesn't improve by such and such time. She was a first-year teacher. She was like, I was like 22 years old. I was a first-year teacher. I didn't have a mentor teacher. So she, like, actively sought out, like, other teachers to help her. And I'm like, that shows a lot of, like,
growth.
You know, initiative and growth on her part.
And maturity.
And so the principal, like, she was just scared of him. Like, he stressed her out, like, all the time. Y'all know how it is, like, when you have a principal that's kind of, like, on a power trip or whatever. And, you know, we had Barry White on, you know, the last three, or three episodes. And Barry
awesome.
Is like an example of, like, a really good admin. You know Barry
from
Teach Your Heart Out. Barry's
so
a really good admin. And so the admin that this girl has, he was, like, not a great admin at all. So he came in to observe her, because since she was on that action plan, the head principal was the one that had to observe her. So he came in to observe her. And again, she's a first year teacher. He came in to observe her, and during her observation, a fight broke out in the boys' bathroom. Now, I think she taught sixth grade, and it was a seventh grade class, or it was a group of seventh grade boys. And she was like, I'm like 5'2 and like 120 pounds.
Right.
And she was like, so instead of, like, you know, going out there to break up the fight, the principal was just sitting there, like, taking notes and, like, writing down stuff.
Instead of
going
to help.
And she said that she did what she thought she was supposed to do. She kept her 30 kids in her class seated and calm so that they wouldn't exacerbate the situation.
Right.
And when she got her review for her observation, he told her that she, like, didn't do good on her observation because she didn't go break up that fight.
Wow. No.
And she was she was like, I can't leave my kids. Like, I couldn't leave my kids. Like, they're
right.
And so that was like an impossible situation for her, because I feel like if she would have left to go break up the fight, he would have been like, "You left your kid."
Yeah, exactly.
And then if she stayed, so now she in trouble. And people do not believe, the crazy thing is people do not believe us. But every teacher that's listening to this, you know this exactly how it went down. And I'm like, sir, you are admin. You get up and go out there and break. That means that you didn't. Can we get an evaluation on admin because you failed your evaluation because you sat here and listened to them seventh graders fight.
No.
Like, y'all, I felt so bad for her.
I didn't get paid enough to get punched in the face.
Right, and I think I was very lucky my first year. I had a principal. He was amazing. As a first-year teacher, I still had to go observe. I think it was maybe four times he gave me a mentor teacher since it was my first year. Yeah. And I had to go watch her, take notes, and observe. And that was the best thing ever.
Yeah. It's good to be able to have, like, a mentor good teacher.
Support system.
Because, like, what? There's just so much stuff that, like, my grandmama used to call it a triple threat. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so for a first year teacher, like you have to have a mentor teacher. Like you need somebody. And the fact that teacher, she sought out other teachers.
Yeah, she had
to help her. But you know how busy like everybody is and how overwhelmed everybody is. It was probably the type of information they were giving her was probably like drive by information because they didn't have time. You know, to sit down and take hours, you know, to coach her. But I felt so bad for her, y'all. Yeah, like,
that's horrible.
And then she said that when she turned in her resignation, because a kid put hand sanitizer in her drink.
What?
Oh, yes. No. So she had that situation happen. And then a kid, after that situation, he failed her on her observation or whatever because she didn't go break up that fight. A girl put hand sanitizer in her drink.
No.
And she told admin, like, hey, this kid put hand sanitizer in my drink because she thought it was funny and as a prank. And admin told her she shouldn't have had a drink in her classroom anyway.
What? Are you serious?
I could not believe that. I was like, and so sometimes like people send me stories and I'm like, hey, yo, like, can we have some dialogue about this? Cause I'm like, this is like insane. Y'all, I literally cried when I read her story. Cause I was like, that is not right. And then the principal, when she put in her resignation after that, cause she told him, I don't feel comfortable with this student being in my class because she practically tried to poison me.
Like,
and he wouldn't take the student out. And so she turned in her resignation, and when she interviewed for like 15 different teaching positions across the county and like even outside the county, and she couldn't get a job, and she was like, what is going on? And the last person was like, I'm hesitant to hire you because I talked to your previous principal. And so people, when they when the admin from the school she was interviewing at called, her admin was like bad-mouthing her and she could not get a job.
She should have did a grievance because I've had to do one of those on admin.
Absolutely. What'd you have to do a grievance for, admin?
My principal was so horrible to me. This was when I was student teaching. I think I just did a story on my YouTube, actually. She hated me. So every little thing that she did, that I did, she would blame me for. Like if a kid... I didn't let this one kid be the line leader, right?
Oh, gosh.
So her parent, her parent came, and her parent was on the, the child's parent was on the school board. So it made it so much worse. And so after that, she just hated me. So it was like petty things that she would pick with me at. Mm-hmm. And I was fed up. I was like, I couldn't do it. So I went to the county and they told me to type up a grievance of everything that had happened and to bring it back. And then they would have a meeting with her. And after they had that meeting with her, she was never rude to me again.
That's
I
good.
Ended up leaving a few months
Thank
later.
The Lord.
That is great that they had your back like that. That's
because
so
sometimes
important.
They have a meeting and then the principal retaliates like even more.
But they knew it was the parent because they've always had issues with this one particular parent.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, speaking of parents... someone else sent me a story of a parent who came to her upset because her child had mosquito bites. And she said,
tripping like that.
She's like, these I know these are mosquito bites. And she's like, yeah, they do look like mosquito bites. Well, I know he got them at school because he doesn't go outside when he's at home.
Wow.
And she's like, okay, what?
Like, sorry.
And the parent wanted to know what the teacher was going to do to make sure that he never got another mosquito bite while at school. And she's like, well, they do go outside for recess. And she's like, well, that might have to change because this can't continue to happen.
What does she want him to do? Like, sit in the class while everybody's playing?
She wants everyone to stay inside.
Girl, bye, girl. Felicia. Girl, make haste out of my face. Like,
I don't understand some of these crazy demands that just don't make any sense.
I'm telling you, after being a teacher and, like, hearing some of the stuff that parents, like, because I do the ridiculous parent requests for board teachers, and after reading through those ridiculous parent requests, I'm like, when Peyton goes to preschool in August, I'm like, Bree, don't you be one of them parents. Because I'm telling you, as a parent, like, I know how it is as a parent, that if your child come home and they got, because I know what my kid, like, I know if she get a new scratch, if, you know, her toenail, like, if she bump her toenail, like, I know everything. So I'm like, if she comes home with a scratch, I'm like, where did that come from? I was like, did somebody scratch you? Who scratched you? Where'd you get that scratch from? So, like, I know as a parent, like, we have to, like, put things into perspective. But the mosquito thing, I'm like, as a parent, like, if Peyton, because Peyton, she's allergic to a mosquito, but, like, she won't, like, break out in hives.
Does
but
she get, like, the quarter-sized whelps?
Yeah, that I get, so I Peyton get those, is, like, yeah, allergic to mosquito bites. So we just, like, if she gets a mosquito bite, we just put stuff on it. Her grandma is, like, really good with, like, homeopathic stuff. So she, right, so she puts stuff on it. But I'm, like, when Peyton comes home, if she's got, like, three mosquito bites on her, I'm, like, BB, where you get these mosquito bites from? And she's like, it's okay, outside. Mommy. Mama put some stuff on it. So, aww. So I'm like, I understand the parent, like, being like, my baby has mosquito bites all over them. But ma'am, like, I would never ask Peyton's teacher.
Please don't go outside.
Hey, can you guys not go outside? Or the parents that send their kids, their preschoolers, to school in, like, brand new tennis shoes.
And get mad when they get dirty. I'm like, what?
Like, ma'am, they gonna get dirty. Like, they're like, a preschooler could step outside, like, as soon as they step out the door, and their shoes get dirty.
They're already,
like,
dirty.
Let them see a mud puddle and it's over with. Like, you're done. You're done.
I cannot deal with some of them.
But I mean, I can understand. But that's crazy. Like, one teacher told me her kid got stung by, or her a parent called her because she was mad that her kid got stung by a bee on the playground. A parent was like, I'm sorry, because when I heard it, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. But the parent was like, what, like, I can't, like, why didn't you make the bee sting another kid? Like, why?
What?
You I was just like, are y'all, like, I'm telling y'all, as a parent, like, I know, it's like we lose reason sometimes, because we're like, we love our kid, we love our kids so much that, like, we lose reason sometimes. But I'm like, you can't lose reason like that to say, like, that's why crazy. You didn't shoo the bee right, away so right. It stink another kid. Like, come on, ma'am. Like, it's put some ointment on it and it's okay. Like, it's like gonna be okay.
It's a pretty normal childhood injury.
Right.
Like, really,
right.
I don't know if I would call it an injury.
Like, but I'm scared to death. That's why I'm scared of wasps, because my dad had, like, an old Cadillac that it was, my dad used to just buy Cadillacs and they'd just be broke down. Like, every time he bought a new one, I'm like, why you keep buying these Cadillacs and they always break down? But it was like the old school Cadillacs. It wasn't them new Cadillacs that, you know, look like the United States Senate be riding around in. Like, it looked like that. It was one of them old cat daddy Cadillacs. And so the Cadillac had been sitting in the driveway for, like, the whole summer. And I went outside one day and I was just like, oh, I'm bored. So I opened the door and I was sitting inside the car and I got stung by a wasp. And I looked up and in the corner of the door was a wasp nest. Oh my gosh. I ran up out that car so fast. I'm scared, y'all. I'm scared to death of wasps.
This is a funny story that happened to me and actually was my first year teaching.
Oh, okay.
So there was a, it was either a bee or a wasp, I couldn't remember, that got into my classroom.
Oh, Lord. Were the kids in there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, the kids.
They're purposely going to go
yes.
crazy.
And it was seniors, right? So, of course, gosh. They're, like, big screaming, like, running around the classroom. Right. And I had, like, 30 of them.
Oh, gosh.
So, like, mass I chaos. Get a plastic cup and I, like, get on the desks and I'm trying to trap it on the ceiling, right? And so it was on a light. And so I moved the cup over to try and put it, like, put a piece of paper in it and trap it. But then I moved it And it looked like there was, it looked like it was in the light dead, like on the glass side.
Right.
And I go, huh, I don't know how that happened, but I guess that's taken care of. Move the cup. Oh, nope, it was a different, it was a different
bug. Oh my God.
Oh no.
It was a different bug. And I was like, oh no. And then it was like in my face and I'm like trying to cup it again, like panicking.
While your kids are like running.
Right. Right.
Yes. That was fun.
The things that we have to do as teachers, but hey, solidarity to the first year teachers.
Y'all got
it's gonna be okay. You're gonna make it. That first year gonna feel a little crazy, but the advice that we always give is never judge your teaching career based off of your first year of teaching. Mm-hmm. You gotta have more time.
You gotta give yourself some grace and make sure you don't compare yourself to other teachers, like veteran teachers.
Yes.
Absolutely. There's no way you can compare yourself to other teachers. So
all you can do is your best.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is.
Do y'all best, forget the rest. and on that note, we love you guys. Thank y'all for joining us for this podcast episode. Miss Greenwood will be on 2 more episodes. And
yes,
I'm so excited. Because
and
we turned
Lauren
up.
Back.
And we miss Lauren. Like I'm really sad that Lauren isn't
so
here.
So bad.
Yeah. And Lauren felt bad, but I'm like, they're canceling so many flights. Yeah.
There's so much that you can do.
Right. She can't control that. So, but we love y'all, best friends. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye. Bye.